Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, as we continue in the devotional journal, Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship, we're looking this week, this 7-day period, we're in day 5 of a week of devotions wrapped around serving with contentment. Been looking at various aspects of contentment, how we ought to live with it, how it impacts our service to God, our service to others, which He has called us to. And today's specific focus is on contentment with godliness, or using the phrasing of Scripture. Paul writes, he says that godliness with contentment is a means to great gain. Serving with contentment, serving with godliness, are both incredible characteristics, and yet each one of them can leave our service lacking if they're all by themselves. A contentment that has no bearings, no guidance system, so to speak, that's content with everything. Kind of whatever you want's fine, whatever I want's fine. We're all good. Makes it difficult to serve in honesty. Because we're content, they ought to be content. We're content with what they're doing and saying and believing. There's no vehicle or mechanism for change within that type of contentment. But godliness by itself, I suspect we all know people who have been very diligent about following the rules, about following God's rules, but somehow have missed living life. Somehow have missed the joy in being in relationship with the living God. You could see that kind of lived out in the days of Jesus. The teachers of the law, the religious leaders, the keepers of the law, were so concerned about keeping their version of the law, at least, that they missed the very Son of God right in front of them. And that's where, when we combine contentment with godliness, and we combine godliness with contentment, when we recognize the joy and contentment that comes from a living trust, a living surrender to God, then all of a sudden we recognize that we've gained a great deal. And it helps as we serve, as we're able to serve with righteousness, with godliness, but with a contentment in doing so, with a satisfaction with God in our life. It doesn't come across to others as a forced thing, as a made up, endure this so that you eventually get a reward kind of thing. And yes, there are troubles in life. There are things that we endure as we patiently wait for the coming of Christ. But when Jesus told us that He came to give us life and life to the full, I believe He's talking about this very thing that Paul wrote to Timothy about. About godliness with contentment as a means to great gain. When we recognize that the rules of God are for our own good, And we're not following them out of some legalistic mandate that says I have to, but we're following them because, well, we're content to do so. We trust that the one who made them is looking out for our own good. As I have opportunity to travel and to do so with the prayer ministry, to do so with my family, there are places I go that have various rules. And some of the rules make sense to me, and I can see how a contentment with those rules is really to my benefit. Other places, the rules seem to be a bit, well, arbitrary. The logic behind them seems to be lacking. And it's a much greater burden to follow those rules because, well, I'm lacking the contentment with why they exist in the first place. And I believe as we look at God's law, we begin to see God's design, His plan to teach us, to discipline us, to correct us, to train us, to love us. We ought to be able to gain a contentment and to grow in a contentment. That as we grow in that contentment with God's laws, with His presence, as we grow in godliness, we discover a great gain in our life. This year, later this year, will be my wife and I's 40th wedding anniversary. And right now I'm in the middle of investigating, looking at that trip idea, something to do that we've not done before. Last year's family vacation got upended by COVID. And it was going to be a trip that we had not accomplished and done in an area of the country we had not yet seen. And so kind of revisiting that a little differently this year to see if that can happen. And for me, sometimes it gets so intense in research and discovery and trying to recognize that all of the details, all of the planning can be good and helpful, but the joy of the trip comes in finding a contentment in the process. And there have been times where I've been so tied into schedules and the pre-planning that the trip itself hasn't really been all that much fun. Because it's a constant checking my list and seeing if I'm on schedule, seeing if I'm on track, seeing what I've missed. And when I've learned a contentment, as I live within the boundaries, and as I travel and I have this general idea, this fence around the area that I want to live within, to visit. And as I combine that with a contentment that what I take in, what I experience is good enough, I discover I experience a lot more. And I believe in our Christian walk, as we gaze into God's Word and we build this fence around our life that's the laws of God. And rather than this legalistic check-off that I have to get this done, we live with freedom within this area called godliness. And that freedom gives us the contentment to enjoy life, to enjoy the work that God puts in front of us, to enjoy the opportunities to serve others. You see, it's this combination of contentment and godliness that helps us to represent Jesus well. That we continually pursue a greater righteousness, not that we can put on ourselves, but that we put on through Christ. And our contentment helps others to know that they have hope. It helps them to see Jesus in us. As we spend time praying today, I would encourage you to really examine those two elements in your life. Are you pursuing godliness? Does what God says in His Word really matter to you? Or do you dismiss it as irrelevant, as no big deal? You see, godliness says, I'm concerned about what God says. I want to live according to how He teaches, how He wants me to live. I'm constantly pursuing a greater adherence to His laws and commands, His instructions. And we need to pursue godliness in our life. But we also need to examine contentment. Am I content with what God has called me to do, to be? How He has called me to live? Am I content with His Word, with the commands and laws and instructions He's given? You see, when I rebel, when I resist against those, when I'm not content with what God says life ought to be like, then I don't gain at all. And as you pray today and examine those two areas, ask God to help you to grow in godliness and in contentment. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are indeed a God that loves us. You've called us to a greater godliness as we live according to the example of Your Son, according to Your Word. You've also called us to a life of contentment, of being satisfied, fully satisfied with You, with all that You are, with all that You commanded us, with all that You've taught us. And to have that complete satisfaction in a life pursuing godliness. So, Father, today as we examine our life and we examine how content we are, may we find those areas that we're holding on to, that we're kicking against, that we're struggling with, and we more fully surrender than ever before to a contentment to all that Your Word teaches us, a contentment with all that Your Son lived as an example for us to be. Father, may we examine the godliness of our life and honestly look at to why we're pursuing whatever level of godliness that we think is appropriate. And if we're doing it out of a legalistic mindset of earning our salvation, of earning favor with You, of having to do it to measure up, then may we come to You acknowledging that and seeking to repent and be restored and to find peace in a life of contentment, in a relationship with the living God. May the godliness and contentment that we live with truly be a means to great gain, because it gains us a stronger relationship with You. Father, today as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that we would teach them these principles of contentment and godliness. That as we teach them right from wrong, as we teach them from your word, that they would know not only the commands that you have given, but the contentment that comes from living in relationship with you. May they see all of these commands, all of these laws, all of these rules as this fence that we live within, that protects us, that gives us freedom, that enables us to live a content and satisfied life no matter what happens. Father, may we be careful in raising up our children not to be legalistic warriors, but to be loving children of the living God. Father, as I pray today, I pray specifically for this nation that I live in. As the inauguration of a new president is scheduled today, and so much anger and division that has swept our nation over the past year and continues to not only simmer but boil over at times. Father, as so many have been praying throughout the entire election process, asking that your will be done, I pray that you would give us eyes to accept, hearts and minds that recognize that you are powerful enough for your will to be accomplished, even when it doesn't look like what we wanted. Father, today as the nation's divided and many are cheering and celebrating and rejoicing, and many are not, I pray that we would take this lesson of godliness with contentment and live the way you've called us to live, whether things are what we want or whether things aren't what we want. And Father, as you have commanded us and called us to pray for our leaders, that we would live peaceful and quiet lives, that we can represent Jesus, I pray that each one of us would continually pray to that extent, to that end, that we would pray for our president and vice president and congressmen and women and all those who serve in various elements and forms of government, that we would pray for those that we voted for, we would pray for those that were elected we didn't vote for, that we would lift them up with the same fervor, the same just the same enthusiasm, regardless of party or politics or who they are, that our prayers for the president would not change in intensity and quantity, but that we would live by your commands, and that we would continually pray for one another. That as we live and whether things go on as they have or whether they change, that we would grow in serving one another. That we would grow in serving one another with contentment. And that contentment would be a part of our godliness. And it would be a contentment with a godly life, whether it's popular or not. So, Father, today may we represent Jesus well. May this godliness with contentment bring us great gain. Not necessarily gain in our bank accounts or in the physical stuff of this world, but a great gain in relationship with you. A great gain in relationship with one another. A great gain for the kingdom as we represent Jesus, as we lift him up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.